This is Al Simpson. The antitrust exemption for baseball is under attack, and for pretty good reason. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, in recent years, the great game of baseball has taken a backseat to the business of baseball. By giving the thumb and a permanent benching to Commissioner Faye Vincent, the owners proved that their business interests are more important to them than the trivial concerns of the millions of fans. Since baseball owners have this special status under the law, Congress darn sure has the right to dig deep as to whether the antitrust exemption is serving the best interests of the American fan. Now, Ted, that does not mean micromanagement by Congress. We don't need that. Ted, what baseball must always have is an independently acting commissioner with real power to make the right decisions for our national pastime. If baseball is to be solely the property of 26 owners and not our national pastime to be protected for the fans, then I am very afraid the game will have already seen its best days. The business of greed will be its third strike.
Al, in recent years, baseball owners have thumbed their nose at fans and communities. If they're going to run baseball for profit and not for the fans, it's hard to justify exempting them from the same antitrust laws that apply to all other businesses. But that's no answer, Al. Revoking the antitrust exemption won't bring back the game. It'll just make baseball more of a business. What's needed is the strong and independent commissioner the owners don't want. They sacked Faye Vincent for acting in the best interests of baseball instead of higher profits. They want more games on pay TV. The owners outraged Florida by refusing to let the Giants be sold to the highest bidder there. Marge Schott's racist statement spoke volumes about unacceptable attitudes that continue to keep minorities out of management. If Congress has to step up to the plate, Al, let's hit a home run and insist on the strong commissioner baseball should have. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Supreme Court appointments. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.